Hey, this is Captain Jonathan Moss of Go Castaway Fishing Charters and host of the Captain's Log. And guys, I am here with another East Central Florida Inshore Fishing Report and Orlando Bass Fishing Report. Been back and forth the last week since the last report. We have gotten a lot warmer. We've been on a warming trend. So our waters, the temperatures have gone up. Very thankful for that. I've seen a lot of dead snook. Got reports of dead snook and dead tarpon on the south end of the lagoon. And then I'm finding dead snook in the middle of the lagoon. So I'm thankful for the ones that are around and that the temperature has warmed back up, which is, we need that. So I've got some good reports from down south of snook being still alive. So we do still have some snook in the area. But down south, meaning South Brevard area. So we still have some snook around, thankfully. But we are going to get another cold front this weekend. Nothing too bad, nothing like over Christmas. Things should start steadying out. Seeing a lot better, a lot more clear water in Mosquito Lagoon. Most of my time is spent from Tiger Shoals all the way down to Pelican Island. And so in that zone, I've been seeing a lot more clean water. Also seeing grass growth. We did lose a lot of grass because of the hurricane. Hurricane Ian, followed by Hurricane Nicole, stirred everything up. A lot of water got dumped into the lagoon. A lot of sediment and runoff went into the lagoon, or lagoons, I should say, both Indian River, Banana River, and the Mosquito Lagoon. So all of that aided in that algae bloom, excuse me. So the water got brown. If you've been out there, you've noticed it. Well, the cold fronts help. Cold fronts are a double-edged sword. If they're too cold, like we've seen, you'll have dead fish. But the cold does kill the algae, which helps clean up the water. So like I said, I'm seeing some more clean water. I'm seeing some of that grass starting to grow back. Very thankful for that. Praise God. We need that. That's huge for our estuary. Redfish and trout have been the name of the game. I'm still seeing tons of shrimp. But with that colder water, we've been slowing things down. Making your presentation, I'm still fishing 1 to 3 feet of water. I've been spending a lot of time finding these shorelines where the wind is parallel to the shoreline, and also points where wind is driving that water past the point. Finding a lot of fish holding on these points. Think about it. It's a great ambush point where they can get on that edge, on that corner of a mangrove or an island or a shoreline. Water's flowing by. Fish can just get right outside of that flow, hang out there. They don't have to work as much. The water's going by. The bait's getting swept by, and that's where they've been staging. I'm finding a lot of fish like that. What I haven't found this year is fish in mud like normally in the winter time. You're finding a lot of these fish in the mud. I'm bumping fish in mud, but not like usual, not like normal wintertime patterns. It's been more over sand this year. So look for that 1 to 3 foot water depth. Look for shorelines. The wind is blowing parallel to the shoreline, and look for staging points, these fish that ambush baits. That's been the key. Blow things down. 3-inch paddle tails, that's my go-to. The golden brim and the purple have been crushing it lately. I don't even want to try another color. I'm sure other colors will work, but that's been doing so good. Rigged weedless, 8-ounce, 3-aught, twist lock hook. That's my standard. That's what I've been doing a lot of. The other thing I'm going to start doing, and especially if it cools back down this weekend, you can get a DOA shrimp, you can bite the tail off, and you can rig it weedless. It's my favorite plastic to throw at tailing fish. Throw it up, throw it out. Keep your rod tip up, reel in quickly to keep that lure to stay on top of the surface. Follow it. That way you can see exactly where your lure is, then drop it right there beside that tailing fish, and hold on. They're going to eat it, guarantee it. On the bass side, bass are still just chasing schoolies. We're out there on the bass side today, and it's a lot of fun. We're not catching big fish, 1 to 3 pounds, but the numbers are up there. We're catching 30, 40 fish a trip. It's a lot of fun. throwing jerk baits. Number 8 Rapala X Wrap is my go to. Been crushing it out there with that. So, anyways, y'all have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be safe out there. Be mindful of others. Be respectful of others on the water. And if you like to watch fishing shows, we've got a brand new episode of the Captain's Log releases this Saturday on Waypoint TV and on our YouTube channel at 9:30 a.m. We're fishing locally on this episode, bass fishing on West Lake Soho. So y'all have a great one. Please reach out to me via social media or on the Insider page. Love to hear from you. Want to hear how you're doing. I don't want to just tell you how I'm doing. I want to hear how you're doing. So let's connect. Talk soon. Have a great week. Bye-bye.